The Russian ice-breaking tanker Renda in the Bering Sea could begin pumping fuel today. Crew spent yesterday pulling thousands of feet of hose from the vessel and creating a path across the ice into Nome. The delivery plan requires that the initial fuel transfer begin during the daytime, according to Sitnasauk Native Corporation Board Chair Jason Evans.
So they could make sure that everything is running operationally correct and that we won't start that process until there's daylight. But once the pumping starts, they will pump through the night. You know, the critical moment is to start it during the daylight hours.
The final distance from the Renda to the Nome fuel intake headers is about 1,400 feet. The transfer team is using a few hundred feet of extra hose to navigate around uneven ice and provide for some slack in case the Renda moves. There will be a watch set up all along the length of the hose. Transferring 1.3 million gallons of fuel could take up to 48 hours. Over the weekend, dignitaries began arriving in Nome for the historic event, Senator Lisa Murkowski among them, as well as the commander for the Coast Guard in Alaska, Rear Admiral Thomas P. Ostebo.
Our goal is, and I made it crystal clear to my folks and everybody involved, that nobody gets hurt, no product gets spilled, we don't have any accidents, and it's not over until Renda's back out of the ice and heading back to Russia, and Healy's safely back in Seattle, and all the product is safely up in the fuel farm.